Welcome, blues fans. I'm your blues man, Frank the Bear Grobmeyer, and I'd like to welcome you to the first episode, the inaugural episode of A Big House Full of Blues. I hope you will join me on a journey into the heart and soul of American and British blues music scenes. Now, our intro song today was Hoochie Coochie Man. This version that we played today was John Mayall with special guests Eric Clapton and Mick Taylor. Well, and anything with John Mayall, you expect there to be the Blues Breakers. So there was that as well. Now, John Mayall has a special connection to this podcast. Back in 1968, Mayall recorded an album called Blues from Laurel Canyon. It was his first album since the breakup of the Blues Breakers, and it deals with his experiences visiting Laurel Canyon, California, where he stayed for several months before eventually moving there for several years. The eighth track on that album is a song simply titled The Bear. It deals with Mayall's experiences crashing on the couch of a gentleman by the name of Robert Ernest Height, who you all may know better as Bob the Bear Height, the lead singer from the blues and rock band Canned Heat. Now, the song, that particular song, The Bear, begins with the verse, "I've been living with the bear in a big house full of blues." Well, that, my friends, is the connection to a big house full of blues and, of course, me, Frank the Bear Grobmeyer. So, as I said before, I hope you join me on this journey into the heart and soul of American and British blues music. And let's start that by taking a listen to The Bear by John Mayall on A Big House Full of Blues. That was The Bear by John Mayall from his 1968 album Blues from Laurel Canyon. John's a personal favorite of mine, and as I said earlier, this broadcast, A Big House Full of Blues, is dedicated to John and the Blues Breakers. John gave many breaks to young artists over the years, including our next featured artist, a gentleman from the U.S. called Walter Trout. If you're a blues fan, if you're a fan of blues guitar in general, I'm sure you know Walter Trout. Walter's had kind of a rough journey throughout the years, including liver failure, liver replacement, and a comeback that is second to none. What we're going to take a listen to is a song called Clouds on the Horizon. Back in 1981, Walter got his break and became the guitarist for Canned Heat. From that, Walter was able to get a gig with John Mayall's Blues Breakers, so obviously you can see the connection between our first song and our next song. So enjoy a Clouds on the Horizon by a personal favorite of mine, Walter Trout, on A Big House Full of Blues. That was Clouds on the Horizon by Walter Trout on A Big House Full of Blues. We're at the segment of our podcast where we take a look at some of the historical figures within the blues community and within the blues music scene. Today's featured artist on our historical look back is a guitarist who was born in Mississippi and, like many others, made his way up to Chicago, where he found fame and fortune in the Chicago music scene. That person is Magic Sam. Sam, along with his fellow blues guitarists, Buddy Guy and Otis Rush, formed what is to become known as the West Side Sound, the West Side of Chicago Sound. Magic Sam has many accolades to him, including being inducted into the Blues Hall of Fame. And Sam's history was back in 1956, he moved to Chicago, where he began getting bookings and playing in the clubs on the West Side, and eventually started making records for Cobra Records back in 1957. And as I mentioned, along with fellow Cobra artists Otis Rush and Buddy Guy, he formed what was known as the West Side Sound. Magic Sam gained a following playing around Chicago, and then eventually got drafted into the U.S. Army, where he ended up serving 6 months in prison for desertion, and he received a dishonorable discharge. However, he came back to Chicago, where he played many different venues, recorded with many different people, including this next album and this next song, which I'm going to play for you today, which is called I Don't Want No Woman, from his 1967 album, West Side Soul. So I hope you enjoy a piece of Magic Sam on A Big House Full of Blues. That was the legendary Magic Sam on A Big House Full of Blues podcast with Frank the Bear Grobmeyer. Thank you again for joining us. Magic Sam had a real interesting sound. He really brought a different sound to the blues genre. He was known for his tremolo guitar, his harmonies, and he brought both of those to a musical genre that didn't really have much to do with tremolo guitar and harmonies in the past. So Magic Sam was an innovator in the scene, and because of such, he became known for that West Side sound, which many tried to emulate even to this day. Sam was paid tribute to in many ways after he passed away from a heart attack at the age of 32 years old back in 1969. As a matter of fact, if you watch the movie The Blues Brothers, when Jake introduces the song Sweet Home Chicago, he dedicates it to Magic Sam. So Magic Sam had a profound influence on many artists to this day. So kudos and rest in peace, Magic Sam. The next segment of our show is where we talk a little bit about the live blues scene that's going on right now. And there can be no mention during the month of January of live blues music without mentioning Chicago's legendary Buddy Guy, who performs every January at his namesake blues club in Chicago, Buddy Guy's Legends. For the entire month of January, Buddy does a residency where he brings in local artists and national recording artists to come play with him. Some of the guests he's had in this January's residency has been Quinn Sullivan, the young guitar phenom. He's featured local artists Smiley Tillman and other national and international recording artists. So kudos to Buddy for keeping the blues alive at his age and playing these several nights of shows at Buddy Guy's Legends in Chicago. So let's take a listen to Buddy and a song that gives me chicken skin every time I listen to it. This is I Put a Spell on You by Buddy Guy on A Big House Full of Blues. Oh, Buddy, Buddy, man, that was Chicago's Buddy Guy with I Put a Spell on You. What an amazing song. Well, I got plenty of time for the blues, but I got no more time for you. I'm just about out of time on this episode of A Big House Full of Blues, but I want to take a minute and thank each and every one of you for listening. It is my great pleasure to do this podcast, and I hope the people who are out there enjoy it as much as I do. I hopefully brought you a little bit of a insight into the heart and soul of the British and American blues music scene, and I hope to bring you much, much more in future episodes. I'm going to leave you today with a very special gift. It's one of my all-time favorite blues artists, John Lee Hooker, and we'll be exploring John and his music and his background much more in future podcasts, but today I want to leave you with his legendary song, Bang, 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 and I thank you again for joining me on A Big House Full of Blues.